From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia plans to host a Syrian peace congress to press for a diplomatic solution to that nearly seven-year conflict. Turkey and Iran have pledged to take part. The leaders of the three countries met in the Black Sea resort of Sochi Wednesday, 2 days after President Vladimir Putin hosted Syria's leader Bashar al-Assad. Mr. Putin said Syrians will determine their own future, but acknowledged reform and compromise will not be easy. A date for the meeting hasn't yet been set, but University of Denver International Affairs professor Jonathan Edelman said the U.S. is not involved.
Unfortunately, we haven't really been committed in all of this. And the sad thing is 450,000 people, civilians, have been killed and 25% of the population displaced abroad. I mean, this is serious, and we're not paying much attention to it right now.
The next round of U.N.-sponsored Geneva peace talks is scheduled to get underway November 28. In Saudi Arabia, meanwhile, members of the Syrian opposition reportedly will demand Mr. Assad's ouster in any post-war transition. Ousted Zimbabwe Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is back in the country, preparing to be sworn in, perhaps Friday, as president following Tuesday's resignation of Robert Mugabe. Mnangagwa addressed thousands of supporters, saying the people have spoken, and that's why Mr. Mugabe had to step down.
The voice of the people is the voice of God. Today, we are witnessing the beginning of a new and unfolding democracy.
Mnangagwa's dismissal 2 weeks ago triggered a military takeover leading to Mr. Mugabe's resignation. He said he wants to grow the economy and after years of decline, said what people want are jobs. This is VOA News. 22 years after the worst post-war European atrocity, the UN Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal ruled Wednesday that former Bosnian army leader Ratko Mladic was guilty of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The charges stem from the massacre of thousands of Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica and the siege of Sarajevo. He was sentenced to life in prison. Mladic denounced the proceedings as a lie and had to be removed from the courtroom in The Hague. Serb officials, including Prime Minister Ana Brnabic, said it's time to look ahead.
When I said that we need to look to the future, I also need to add that our hearts are with all the victims, and all the victims on all sides.
UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein praised the court's decision as a momentous victory for justice. The U.S. called on the people in the Balkans to work together for a better future. The Argentine Navy has acknowledged that the week-long search for a submarine in the South Atlantic has reached a critical phase, as the crew of 44 will likely begin to run out of oxygen. Dozens of planes and ships from several countries, including the U.S., are currently involved in a search and rescue operation for the ARA San Juan. The U.S. Wednesday called the security operation in Myanmar, known as Burma, targeting the Muslim Rohingya minority ethnic cleansing and threatened sanctions. Rights groups have accused the military of atrocities, including mass killings, mass rape, and arson, forcing hundreds of thousands to flee to Bangladesh. Toronto-based rights and democracy activist Vijay Sapani said it's about time for the U.S. to speak out.
The Rohingya population has been facing major persecution in the hands of the military, and it is time that a deep action is taken from the West. The U.S. needs to step in and curtail the actions of the junta. The military needs to be curtailed, and the time is high now.
Meanwhile, the Vatican has announced Pope Francis will meet Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh, as well as with security officials in Myanmar. Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri Wednesday put off his threat to resign at the request of President Michel Aoun, deferring a crisis brought on by Mr. Hariri's a surprise announcement to step down over growing Hezbollah involvement in regional conflicts. He returned Wednesday amid Independence Day celebrations in Beirut. Hassan Misto is a Harari supporter.
He brings unity to people. He brings unity to people, Christians and Muslims. He is a good person and he will make Lebanon better.
Mr. Hariri returned from 2 weeks in Saudi Arabia, where he made his resignation announcement. Police in Papua New Guinea Thursday moved on a shuttered Australian-run detention camp, ordering hundreds of asylum seekers from South Asia and the Middle East still there to leave. The refugees had barricaded themselves in the Manaus Island Center for more than 3 weeks. They defied efforts to clear the facility. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.